You're listening to Modern Infrastructure, the official podcast of TechTarget's Modern Infrastructure e-zine. To read the latest issue, visit searchdatacenter.com/modern-infrastructure.
Modern Infrastructure Podcast for June 2014. I'm Christine Signoli, Managing Editor of Modern Infrastructure. I'm here with Alex Barrett, who's Editor-in-Chief.
Hi, everyone.
So we're just wrapping up our June issue, and we had a couple of interesting stories this month. We called in a couple of our experts to talk to us about object storage and cloud costs. Cloud costs was definitely a highlight of this month. For me, we were recently at the Modern Infrastructure Decisions Show in New York City. That was in May. It was a great day. We got to talk to, you know, meet lots of our readers and our contributors. We heard some great talks from experts, and I was able to sit in on all the cloud sessions. And the story we just are running about cloud costs really resonated a lot with me during those sessions. The speakers kept coming back to the idea that when it comes to the cloud, time really matters. You know, there's an off switch and an on switch, and you really have to be on the ball about what you're paying for and when you're paying for sort of cloud coverage.
Mm-hmm. And Robert Green, the author of this month's Controlling Cloud Costs story, he's actually given this as a talk as well at some of our seminars. And what I liked about his story is that he really kind of broke it down into five or maybe six steps about how to rationalize and manage your costs. And by the end of it, you know, you get the sense that you could do this too, that it was very clear-cut and very manageable. And I'm sure there's probably other ways to manage cloud costs, but he laid out a really good prescriptive plan for especially for existing applications, existing on-premise applications and migrating them. So it's not just about building applications from scratch, but taking, you know, traditional client-server apps and putting them in the cloud and doing so effectively. So it was a good read.
Yeah, he gets into the nitty-gritty, I think, in a really good, smart, sort of actionable way, which mm-hmm. is really nice. And Alex, I want to talk to you about your feature from this month. It was about performance management and sort of application performance management, to be more specific. And you got into some really interesting stuff, I think, verged on some of the other areas of technology aside from the infrastructure. We, you know, got into sort of analytics and coding. So tell me a little bit about the reporting for this story.
Yeah. Well, so I gave myself this task to, you know, I basically had an assignment, okay, write about performance management. And then so I started to poke around and quickly realized that I'd given myself a really tall hill to climb. And so I focused in on APM, so application performance management, which has undergone a lot of changes. It's something that's been around for a long time. Used to focus pretty intensely on device-level servers, network storage, and those performance metrics. And then in the past, you know, 5 years or so, has kind of shifted over to taking a more holistic end-user experience perspective. So once you have that end-user experience, then you can drill down and see where the problem is. But you know, there's subtleties to that approach as well. So how do you get that end user experience? Are you making synthetic transactions, or are you actually instrumenting the code? And there's pros and cons to both those approaches. A couple other things that came out. So getting at the data used to be a problem, but now, you know, with big data and open source, and there's no lack of data out there. So that's one thing that's really different. And with all that data, now there's this drive to do more with it rather than just help people troubleshoot their servers. So people are exporting that data to business users for big data analytics projects. And then the sort of holy grail is to take that data and predict what your performance will be like going down the road. That's probably a little bit more futuristic, although some vendors claim that they can do that. So it was neat. And also, you know, the thing that was fun about it is, you know, we just lived through in the past year the kind of poster child of all application performance management nightmares, which was the healthcare.gov debacle. So, you know, for a couple of months there, you know, the headline story on the news every night was the latest healthcare.gov debacle. And so there was this great kind of case study that we could use to base our understanding and one of the silver linings to that whole mess was that APM vendors really, they got to, people all of a sudden understood what they did for a living and the importance of their tools. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked that, that there was a sort of a hero of that story. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
There's not always that much of an exciting ending in IT, so that was a high point. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was interesting, I would think one of your sources said, well, it doesn't matter how many different things you're monitoring and managing. Performance management, they almost made the implementation of performance management seem like the easy part. You know, having it at all seemed like the easy part.
Yeah, and that hasn't always been the case. I think, you know, implementing traditional APM has always been a big effort. And all of a sudden, you have these self-discovering systems and that you know, go off and automatically discover what's out there and what needs to be monitored. And so that's helped quite a bit in making these systems easier to deploy.
Yes, good stuff. So you can find us as always, at searchdatacenter.com/modern-infrastructure, or also on Twitter, which has been great. We're finding lots of interesting people to follow and followers, and you can find us at Modern Infra on Twitter. So we look forward to talking to you again next month. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Modern Infrastructure. To read the latest issue, visit searchdatacenter.com/modern-infrastructure.